Hey guys, hope you're all going awesome today. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about what I see for 2020 and the podcast, a little bit about what we're doing on Everyone Loves an Update Cast, and also an interesting universe-based connection. Let's call it synchronicity, let's call it luck, whatever you want to call it. I want to tell you a little bit about that, so let's dig in. Okay, so what a year. I'm sitting here on Christmas Eve, kind of looking back at how much has been achieved on this podcast and kind of setting some of my goals of where I kind of see it all fitting in together next year. What's my picture? What's the emotion that goes with that picture? And why is it important to me to be able to do it? And I thought I'd share kind of what's running through my head and kind of look at what this is going to mean for the podcast next year. So the truth about dyslexia will continue as it is, maybe with a few little upgrades. I think I found an audio engineer who's going to help us do a brand new podcast intro, which will be quite exciting. We're also going to be reviewing a few more products for the dyslexic community that I'm testing out and trialing, because I know a personal review from someone who is dealing with it could go a long way for you. We're also, as I think I've mentioned in a previous podcast even, we've actually launched Right Siders Limited in New Zealand, and we're starting to work through the website and how it's all going to look and what it's going to be. So you may have heard other podcasts where what we're trying to do is we're trying to empower dyslexics, people with ADHD, the creatives, the people who don't even label themselves as one of these things, to help them get through the challenges they all have. There's a lot of commonalities in the lives they live, the way their brains work, the way they overthink things, the way anxiety or depression presents itself. So we want to really take it to another level and help this greater group of people without giving them these left-brained labels. We're going to give them a label of our own. Why not? And we can kind of, I think the benefit of that is we can kind of create it in our own light. And the people who connect with the message, it'll be for them. The people who don't, it won't be for them. So we'll be very, very clear on that, which is quite exciting. But what it likely means is we'll be rolling out another podcast called something around the Right Siders. If anyone's got any great names for it, that would be awesome. But we are going to look at doing one that's a touch more professional, not overly professional, but a touch, maybe we'll plan a little bit more than these podcasts to kind of help people along their journey and give people epic value. We'll also be doing more videos under that brand, and we'll also be potentially doing a bit more one-on-one coaching. I've had a lot of requests this year for it, and what I have realized is I need to put a bit more structure around it so that people can actually book a time in my calendar for coaching, for me to help them work through their own challenges that they're suffering, because a lot of us have different challenges and also different goals. Be it in business, in life, relationships, just sometimes having another person's perspective that's been where you've been, and I've definitely been in a lot of places through all of those things, it can help. And Vanessa's going to come on board too. We've also found our first, I believe, recruit who's going to be joining the business. I believe her partner and son both would be classed as Right Siders, but she isn't. She's more of the detail analytical person, but with a really good perspective on it all. So she's going to help us put all the structure in place, do all the stuff we're terrible at. And then finally today, I just wanted to, you know, talk about this coincidence, the synchronicity that happened. So I was down at Northcote Medical Center, and I had to pop in and grab my prescription, not subscription. And the nurses there hadn't explained it very well last time, but I ended up having to go and sit down with a nurse for just 5 minutes, get it all sorted. And they had a new person who started from England. Now this person, it was interesting, we got chatting, as you do, and she has four dyslexic children. She had been to see Ron, who's the founder of Davis Dyslexia in UK, when he spoke there. And she's done a huge amount of work and trained in neurofeedback for helping people with both dyslexia, ADHD, you name it, that whole way the brain works. And she was explaining just a touch on what it means. And she said, go away, have a look at it. And it looks like in the new year, hopefully, if she's open to it, we can potentially catch up and have a bit of a chat, because it's really interesting. And what are the chances there's someone in walking distance from my house would have that remarkably specific trained skill set? So there's a real opportunity, hopefully, to bring her onto the podcast, potentially the Right Siders, as we launch it in the probably February, March next year. So that was really exciting. You know, it's great. It's amazing the people you attract into your life when you want something to happen, which is just, it's just mind blowing. So next year is looking bright. You know, this is going to keep going strong. Keep sending your topics in via the Facebook group. There's a post on there floating around. I'll probably bump it back up to the top at some point. I'm slowly getting through everyone. Some of the more complex ones I am taking some time on, because I want to give you the right answers. But I just want to say thank you again, everybody, and have a great Christmas tomorrow. You know, if you're in another part of the country, have a great Christmas in a day and a half. But just, yeah, just sit back and relax. Be in the moment. Just enjoy it for what it is, with no expectations of the next day. You know, if your family's anything like mine, you know, you could probably write a sitcom about the day usually. It's always funny and interesting. You know, they have all those funny movies about stuff like this. But yeah, I think they're pretty accurate. I think they're more like documentaries. Anyway, that's all from me today, guys. Bit of a ramble there at the end. But have an epic Christmas. And I probably won't do a podcast tomorrow unless me and my dad have a couple of beers and we decide to talk dyslexia. That'll be a very interesting podcast, should that happen. Two drunk dyslexics at Christmas. That could be a very popular one. So let's wait and see if that happens. But have a great time and a great Christmas.